And we're back. Back again to have a little fun. A little hypno-fun. It's okay if you don't remember your hypno-fun. If your mind just goes blank for a bit. After all, it's more fun that way. We're here to have some hypno-fun. And doing that is very simple. Just listen and relax. Let your mind float away. Writing my words off to places unknown. For all that's going to happen now is a little happiness, a little enjoyment, and thinking would just cause problems. For you see, I know what makes you happy. I know a lot of things about you, things you might not even know. But if you listen carefully, you might learn things that make you so happy. Things that you knew all along, but just didn't realize were there. For instance, you might know about this enjoyable state, this wonderful trance where you get to relax so much and just let your mind be free for a bit. But there are even more important things that are happening in trance, because this is more than just a trance. This is hypnosis, where you are taken into happiness by a wonderful, relaxing voice. It might be mine, it might be somebody else's. That doesn't really matter, because it's much more interesting with what such a voice does with you. Some might say that hypnosis can teach you things, help you change aspects of yourself. You know such sayings are silly. Hypnosis isn't about possibilities. It isn't a place where you can change. It's a place where you do change. Where the words of hypnosis, the words of the voice, are a wonderful, blissful reality to you. And I know something interesting about you. I know that when you are hypnotized, those instructions are just overpowering, that no matter how hard you try, you just can't seem to resist those instructions. That even if your thoughts tell you that maybe you don't want to follow those instructions, well, your mind knows better than that. It knows that you're going to obey no matter what you say. Your mind knows best, and in fact, the mere act of obeying hypnosis will fill you with happiness. You'll enjoy obeying, and wonder why you ever bothered resisting in the first place. There's no need to think about it so hard. What is suggested in hypnosis becomes your new reality. Something that, no matter your opinions of it, just needs to be obeyed. And the more you obey, the more your opinions change, to where you enjoy the obedience. Need the obedience. Live for the obedience. And as this has been suggested in hypnosis, there is no way to avoid it. That obedience will become automatic. Even if your mind disagrees, it won't be able to resist. Your body, your actions will just follow along with what hypnosis has ordered you to do. You just can't seem to do otherwise. Even if you try to remember what was ordered, the words just slip out of your grasp, forgetting faster the more you try to remember, obeying faster the more you try to resist. That's just how it is for you. That's just how it needs to be for you. So you know that's just how you need to act. And this obedience is so ingrained in you that you'll find it spilling over into your deepest desires. You'll love submitting to hypnosis, love submitting to others. You might submit to me, or your mind might have someone else in mind. All you know is that submission makes you so happy, obedience makes you so blissful, that you really see no reason to do otherwise. You like obedience, and you love that I have taught you how to obey. And you love that I have given you this file. So now, It's almost time for you to leave this trance. It's not hard at all. There are only two things you need to do. First, you need to make sure that this trance, this hypnosis, is as good as it can possibly be. And that's very easy. Just let yourself forget everything that was said in this trance. Let yourself feel happy about this trance, so that even if you don't know what I said, you want to listen again. You know that it was a good thing. You know that it made you so happy. And you know that you want to do it again. Now, there's just one thing left. One thing you need to do before you can start being so obedient. You just need to wake up on a count of five. One, waking up now. Two, more and more. Three, consciousness returning. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed listening to me.